Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right. Oh, look at the doorbell.
Hey, we got our guy.
I feel like we should have a Matt doorbell. Jones.
In the house. Matt
there he
Jones.
Is. We are
yes,
rolling
we are
right,
right
now.
In the middle of the segment.
You want to jump
time.
In on the discussion?
So you can put those headsets on. Rock and roll. All right. It is a Patriots Monday. We're down here at Gillette, and it's time now to talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots. That'll be Mac Jones, which is brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Arbella, here for New England, here for good, by Mass General Cancer Center, and by Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health.
Don't Mac, that's Mac Jones.
Congratulations. First win of the year down in Pittsburgh. Listen, your offensive line I thought was fantastic, and kind of maybe that last drive kind of really said a lot about it. That last drive, that's got to be the perfect case scenario, right? 6.5 minutes and never let them get the ball back.
Yeah, that's good football right there, and definitely that's fun to be a part of. It's just really good by them and the backs for running hard and not letting the team get the ball back and go down and maybe score, you know. So it takes away that opportunity, and great team win, and definitely really exciting.
And your run as well. Now, listen, as a baseball player, we got to talk about sliding away from the brace, like using the other leg, because it kind of stuck a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, it always does.
Yeah, I felt like you were like actually calling it. I don't know if you were you thought that it was a late
hit. It felt weird. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, that is like, cause I think last year, like, your knee brace actually almost went down to your.
Yeah, I broke it.
You just threw it off, right?
Yeah. It's just hard because they catch on the ground, and I'm a left. Leg, like my leg goes underneath, so
yeah, gotta go right leg underneath.
Yeah, that's really hard for
Wait,
me.
Wait, did Bill ever do those? When the guys are rookies, they make you slide in the water, right? Did you guys do that also?
Yeah, I did it. That's pretty good.
But did you wear your knee brace when you did it?
No, yeah, I did because it was during practice.
Okay,
yeah,
so I guess I wouldn't use, I guess relieved is probably the wrong word to use, but I mean, maybe how comforting was it for you guys to get this win after? Just really, I feel like it's been a long time since there's been any good news with the way the season ended. You know, a lot of criticism nationally about the offense and what you guys are going to do. But then you go out there and you end the way you did. How comforting was it, that win for you guys?
Yeah, it was good. I think anytime you win is a great day, and you just got to be able to stack them up and continue to do it. One win's not going to do anything, and obviously it's good momentum builder, and you got to get into it and. Learn from what you can learn from, but it's a lot, you know, sometimes it's good to learn, you know, from winning too and figure out what we can do better and how we can just continue to do it and find the formula to win every week.
Can you, without giving away trade secrets, is there anything specifically that you guys worked on that you actually said, wow, we did a good job of fixing all those problems?
Yeah, I think good amount of that stuff. I think it's hard to like piece out one thing, but whether that's comfortability with plays or things that we wanted to fix protection-wise, whatever, we did everything we could to try and put ourselves in a good position, and the coaches did just that, and we, you know, bought in and just tried to do exactly what they were telling us to do, and it worked out good. I felt really comfortable back there. And
so missing a day didn't affect you that one day you had the stomach issues?
Yeah, that was a tough day, but I definitely feel better. Yeah, it's weird. I don't think I've ever missed a practice. So
What happened? Like, was it? Because it was. Was it just like legit? Like, Like, and how do you? What do you say to Bill? Like, I don't know if I can make
I can't
it.
Stop going to the bathroom.
I think. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get into the details, but I definitely wasn't feeling too good. So I usually try and tough it out, but just glad to get through the game and come out with a win, and definitely a long week. You know, so just good. I feel better.
You mentioned how comfortable you guys felt with your plays yesterday. How different did it feel yesterday with the offensive line giving you the protection that you got, zero sacks, compared to the week before in Miami?
Yeah, I think they've done a good job, and just we have to continue to grow as an offense. And, you know, they did a great job. I didn't even get hit, really, so that's always a good thing when you're the quarterback, and they're up there fighting for you and protecting and doing everything they can. So we have a good group of guys. I think, you know, we just got to do it every week and be consistent. And same thing with me, same thing with the receivers and the running backs. Just how can we do it every week and make it a, you know, a theme?
Did you notice any kind of different approach or communication with the offensive line in practice during the week leading up?
Yeah, when I was out there for practice, it was good. I think it's the same as it always is. I kind of tell them what to do, and then
they
go out there and do it. Yeah, and whenever
I don't want a job like that.
You do have a job like that.
Yeah, but I mean, that's your job as a quarterback, and you know, they want to be told exactly where to go, and that's what they do really well. It's when they know what to do, and they're all really good players, and then you get five guys doing it together. I think in the NFL, you see the mishaps is when some guys think it's one thing and it's something else. Everyone's on a different page. But I think our offensive line, they play together for one another, for the offense, for the team, but also for each other, you know, next to them and, you know, me being behind them.
We're talking to Mac Jones. And, Mac, in previous years, we're kind of used to, like, wide receivers, you know, getting open, you know, not necessarily the 50-50 kind of guys, right, wide receivers. You got a couple of them. I know this past week, maybe the first one didn't work to Devontae, but the second one was a huge play to Aguilar. How hard of a throw is that for you? Like, just trusting these guys in practice that you're like, you're throwing it up, then a minute it leaves your hands, you're like, get it. You know, like, get it before the other guy does. Is that a tough throw?
Yeah, I think that one played out.
Trust it?
Yeah, that one played out good. I think he just made a good catch, and yeah, it was a good play.
You're grinning a little bit. Did he save you?
Yeah, I won't get into the details. I think it was just a really good catch. That's what we're trying to do, is throw it up one-on-one and let him make a play. So
but
it worked
out
good.
Is that trust built, like, because you're seeing these guys in practice, maybe against your guys?
Yeah.
Like, okay, the more you see it, they're like, you know what? I'm not afraid of throwing that ball because, you know, yeah, incomplete or touchdown or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing, is you catch it or you can knock it down for me. You know, mm-hmm. That's kind of the decision they have to make. And from there, you know, I know – quarterback and receivers in the past have done that. It's like, if we're going to be that type of team and want to take some shots, let's just make sure we're on the same page and that either you can get it or nobody can get it. And if not, just make sure we can kind of move on and not make it a bad play.
All right, so we're talking to Mac Jones, quarterback of your New England Patriots. So how about our tight ends? Do we not like the tight ends anymore? I feel like
spoken
like a former tight end over here. How do we get the tight ends more involved? Like, they're such a big part of the offense, especially in the red zone. I'm sure those guys are probably jonesing for some more looks. But is there are they politicking a little bit to you about, you know, getting involved more?
I mean, this week was a little different the way we approached it. But no, they're not complaining or anything. They're happy. They're doing what they're supposed to do on every play. And when their plays come, they'll come. And they're great players. You know, Jonnu and Hunter have done a great job. They know that their plays will come. It's a long year. That's what I told them. You know, some games it might be a too tight end game. Sometimes we don't want to do that. You know, it just depends on the game. So they know how to make the plays. It's just they have to get the opportunity. And when they do, I'll make sure to hit them. And we have plenty of plays for them. So it's just kind of everyone can get the ball at any time. And we definitely want to find ways to get them the ball too.
It's still going to be, I'm assuming, a couple of weeks until you guys really get a feel for what kind of team you are. But when you're on the sidelines, you guys on the offense watching the defense, these first 2 weeks, they've done an outstanding job.
Yeah.
What are you seeing from them, and how confident are you guys on the offensive side of the ball in that side of the ball?
Yeah, we're really confident. I think they've done a great job, and just going against them, you know, this year and last year, obviously all the times during practice, you witness that firsthand how good they are. So you understand that you have a good defense, and you always have that in the back of your mind that you know that they're going to come up with big stops, and you have to play it accordingly. So
was it ever like a relief to see them go make some stops against another team early in the season, and you're like, oh, it wasn't just us and in preseason or in training camp and practice going up against them with them shutting us down?
Yeah, I mean, they've been good for, you know, the past few years, and they've done a good job this year so far. So I know they want to just be able to be consistent, just like we're trying to be, and they've done that really well. And they've been more consistent, and we're trying to get like them.
So, Mac, we were talking earlier in the game. I think ESPN had it, like, pre-snap motion. I think you guys were, like, 32nd in the league at 4%, like, pre-snap, having guys run around. We talked last week about play action. I think you did it four times. It's interesting. Bill gave an explanation about play action, how it doesn't really work against blitzing teams or man-to-man teams. So is that one of the reasons why you guys have stayed away from it? Like, that, just a lot of the action, play action, RPOs, different types of things because of the defense they play?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think every defense is different, and you kind of have your different types of plays you want to try, and sometimes you just stay away from them because of some of the problems they can cause. There's sometimes more, you know, cons than there are pros. So as a play caller, I guess the thing is, you know, when you're coming up with plays as the coaching staff, they have to decide, all right, is this really going to, you know, outweigh the cons kind of type thing. So I think that's been a lot of stuff the past couple of weeks. And, you know, as you move on and get through the season, you kind of figure out more what defenses are even doing. Early on, it's sometimes even hard. So It's really just about execution of plays and better fundamentals for us and doing that. So,
and obviously, none of us have played quarterback in the league, but that pre-snap motion, like 4%, lowest in the league. I always felt like pre-snap, doesn't it help the quarterback, like, identify maybe what defenses are in?
Yeah.
So without that, it's your job to kind of identify it on your own.
Yeah, I think there's, like, definitely a bunch of different philosophies on it. And, I mean, I've been in offenses where I haven't motioned, and I've been in where we've motioned on every play. So I think there's pros and cons. Sometimes it actually makes it harder to see the picture, and sometimes it makes it easier. So it just depends on the defense you're going against. Like, some people just totally neglect motions, and they don't even – they're just like, oh, that's just eye candy, you know? So you never know what defense you're going to get, and you can kind of see it on tape. But some teams, it's part of their, like, every day. They're doing it no matter what. And then some teams use it, like you said, to find out what the defense is doing. But nowadays, it's just a preference thing, I guess.
Could you share with us what the yeah quote was at the end of the locker room?
The sound comes out. We just haven't heard.
No. I don't know if you know what the ah yeah quote. Do you know? You know the ah yeah. Matthew Slater is the ah yeah. What was the ah yeah quote from Slater?
I mean,
we're gonna hear it tomorrow. But
I guess
I'm sure
you guys have to wait then.
Well, I mean, was it how we feel about beating the Steelers, or was
pretty
it like
much.
Something like a little
first victory of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty good. This is a good one. I want you guys to wait.
Oh.
It involves. Yeah, I think it involves like the. You know.
Okay. Oh, the terrible towel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So wait, if you were, let's just say Slater eventually is going to retire. Yeah. Right? Eventually he's going to have to retire. Like, who would you nominate to be the ah yeah guy?
Oh, gosh.
Would you want it?
Yeah, would you take it? There's a lot of pressure being the ah yeah guy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's down the line, but
you
right
think
now,
of something I'm, every week.
Yeah, true. Slater's like the best in the world at that, and you know, the speech prior to that. So it's like, those are big shoes to fill.
We were thinking Barmore.
Yeah, right, Christian then. Barmore.
There you go.
What do you think?
I say, oh, you're going, you know what I'm saying? Because,
and then, oh, yeah.
There you go.
Followed by an, oh, yeah. It'd be perfect.
That sounds great.
How you doing, man? Good. How you doing, man? Yeah.
Max, so you got quite a room of receivers right now.
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, everybody's trying to get on the field. Everybody's trying to get as many reps as possible. Are you having any difficulty this early in the season, I guess, trying to find your chemistry, your connection with all these different receivers, as opposed to some guys like Jacoby, who seems like is just a go-to standard, I think, as you said before, in terms of dependability?
Yeah, I think, you know, I only have one ball, which is always frustrating for me. Like, I wish I had three so I could throw it to all the guys, because they're always usually open, and I have one choice to make, and I'm being told sometimes just this is my read and this is what I'm going to do. And, you know, sometimes it's that game you play, like, oh, I saw it as this. And, you know, you watch the film and it was something else. So it's always that game as a quarterback, and those guys are doing a great job. So I enjoy that part of it, not having to focus on one guy, just kind of everybody has a chance to get the ball. And I'm not sitting there thinking, like, oh, I'm going to throw it to Jacoby on this play. I'm just reading it out and trying to get it out to whoever I can. So obviously want to continue to do that, and and find ways to get guys the ball and let them run and, you know, easy plays and deep plays and all that stuff. So,
okay. All right, well, it's time for the quarterback question of the week, and it's sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, where they specialize in taking care of men's sexual health. They have offices in Dedham near Legacy Place in Salem, New Hampshire, and now in Marlboro serving Metro West. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. All right, so I know you're not playing defense and you're playing against Lamar Jackson, but is there anybody on your team you think that could beat Lamar Jackson in a race?
I mean, yeah, I think – probably, I don't know.
Jonathan Jones.
Who's the fastest guy, you think?
Yeah, who do you think? Who's the fastest guy on your team?
I really don't know. I mean,
Thornton.
Yeah, Taekwon's pretty fast.
Okay, is it Taekwon or Taekwon? Because we're having some controversies right now. What do you call him?
He has a nickname.
Ty.
Oh, it's got to be Ty, right?
Is it just Ty?
No,
you'll never get it.
Oh, come on. What do you mean?
You'll have to ask him.
Give us a Ta-quan. We're going to do this all year.
Call Ty.
No, Ty's too easy.
He said it's something
from a movie.
Else.
It's from a movie.
There you go.
Slim Jim.
Friday? The movie? No.
Jack from Nightmare
it's
Before
an
Christmas.
Animated movie.
That's it. It's Jack from. Is it Jack from Nightmare Before Christmas? Tall, skinny guy?
Is it a skinny joke?
It's got to be.
Not really.
Oh.
How about the used car salesman, car lot, balloon guy?
I got it. Is it Roadrunner?
No.
Dang.
You guys can guess every
week. Are we getting, hot or cold?
We'll give you some guesses. If we, here's the thing. If we get it right, will you say
yes?
Yeah,
will you tell us?
Eventually,
all right, so yeah. So maybe we'll come up with some ideas for next week.
Come back next week.
All right.
Come by next week. We can figure that out.
We're going to get all our clues for the next 17 weeks.
All right. Well, listen, Matt, thanks a lot for coming down. Congratulations on the first win this year. Hopefully get another one here this week against Baltimore. Open it up. We'll talk to you Monday.
Yep. Sounds good. All right.
Thanks, Matt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.